Welcome to Rhema for Today.
And thank God he is still beaming his love, beaming forgiveness, beaming cleansing, and beaming healing on all who will let the sunshine in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who are open to it? And so let's just open up the windows and open up the doors. Glory to God, and let the sun shine in. Can you say amen? Praise God. Well, if they're already open, then open them up wider. Amen. Better still, step right out of ourselves into Christ.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, Son of Righteousness, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Let's look at Malachi, the fourth chapter and second verse, and then into the ninth chapter of Matthew. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, "But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness," S-U-N, "of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." Well, you farmers ought to know something about that. Amen. Grow up as calves of the stall. Now then, in turning to the ninth chapter of Matthew, concerning Jesus, you understand he is the Son, both S-U-N and S-O-N, hallelujah, of righteousness that was to arise with healing in his wings. So we read about the Son of Righteousness, who did arise with healing in his wings, here in the 35th verse of this ninth chapter of Matthew. "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." I'm going to go on reading here now. "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." And as I understand it, those laborers were to have the same ministry he had: teaching, preaching, and healing. Teaching, preaching, and healing. Praise God. Now, here in the book of Malachi is among the last words that were uttered before the closing of the Old Testament, before those 400 years, we call them the silent years, which intervened between Malachi and the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom God has spoken to us, as the writer of the book of Hebrews said, God has spoken to us by his Son in these last days. So we find that Malachi predicted the rising of the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. And that prediction, of course, was fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank God he is still the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness, as well as the S-O-N, of righteousness, with healing in his wings. Hallelujah. The Son, S-U-N, of righteousness. When we think about the sun, we think about, you know, we used to sing the song about sunbeams. And thank God he is still beaming his love, beaming forgiveness, beaming cleansing, and beaming healing on all who will let the sun shine in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Who are open to it? And so let's just open up the windows and open up the doors. Glory to God, and let the sun shine in. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Well, if they're already open, then open them up wider. Amen. Better still, step right out of ourselves into Christ. Here's a song that we mentioned last time, teaching along this line in one of her books, Dr. Lillian B. Yeomans, who was a medical doctor, raised up from a deathbed and spent the rest of her time preaching divine healing. And she had a little song that the Lord gave her sister, Sister Amy Yeomans. In fact, she published a whole book of them. And it's not in print anymore. It hasn't been since 1942. But these songs were songs that were given to her sister by the Spirit. She either sang them in tongues and sang the interpretation or just through the spirit of prophecy, just by the inspiration of the moment. And I thought this was real good, so I wanted to pass it on to you. Step out into the light and stay there. Walk there. Sit down there. Step out into the light and grow there. Praise the living word. In Jesus all is bright. So live there. Rest there. Abide there. Step out into the light. Pass on through faith to sight. The light of God. Hallelujah. And so, let's just do that. Let's just step out, hallelujah, of ourselves into Christ. He is the light. I am, he said, the light of the world. Now then, notice something about the work of Jesus, the Savior and the healer. Notice that he followed a certain order in his ministry, and it would pay us who are in the ministry or who are planning on going to the ministry to follow his method and plan. Notice the definite order in which it's performed. Number one, teaching. Number two, preaching. Number three, healing. And we said to you last time, let's learn to put first things first. That's a reason sometimes we don't get the job done as efficiently as we ought to. Now, Jesus first teaches. Did you notice that? He went about their cities and villages teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every manner of sickness and manner of disease among the people. So he put teaching first. That is, he reveals to man God's will for him. And he shows man how far he has wandered from it. But thank God he doesn't leave him there. Secondly, he preaches. Now, the Greek word translated preach means to proclaim. You see, he proclaims to man the salvation provided for him through Christ Jesus, which accepted by faith brings him into perfect harmony with the divine will, which is not only the remission of our sins, but the healing of our diseases. And then, number three, heals. That is, removes from the human bodies the results of sin. Well, thank God, that's God's order. And it would be well for us to remember that it is unchanging. There was another important thought that I want to dwell with for a moment before we go further. And that is this, that sometimes people who come to be healed of some distressing complaint, disease, or sickness are likely to feel rather impatient. And to be honest with you, some of them just get downright angry. That instead of praying for them at once, we just deliberately, prayerfully, reverently read to them the word or teach them, in other words, sometimes for hours. Well, I made mention of Dr. Yeomans, and she made mention of the fact in her writings that she and her sister had a what they called a faith home, where they would take patients in that were incurably ill, terminally ill, that is, given up to die by medical science, and get them healed by faith in God. They could only have three and at the most four patients at the time. All of them were beyond medical aid. All of them were given up, as I said, to die by medical science. And yet Dr. Yeomans points out that they very seldom lost a case. That is, very seldom did one die. They got them healed. Now that's amazing, isn't it? And that's a phenomenal success. Amen. When you consider that all these people are on the deathbed. And Dr. Yeomans in her writings makes mention of this fact that on one occasion they'd got another person healed, so they had an empty bed. They notified the next one on the list because they always had a waiting list for people that wanted to come. And they brought the lady in an ambulance. Now, Dr. Yeomans said that as they brought her in to the house that I checked her pulse. And having practiced medicine for so many years, I knew that the woman was in a dying condition. And had I still been practicing medicine, I would have begun to immediately administer to her strong stimulants to stimulate her heart action and so on. But due to the fact that I was no longer practicing medicine, I had her taken to the upstairs bedroom and just sat down and read the word to her. Just said to her, she didn't have tape recorders, and oh, how blessed we are today. But didn't have tape recorders and cassette players and all of that. And I said to her, honey, just lie there and fold your arms and close your eyes and relax and listen. And I just read the word to her.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD, Godliness is Profitable. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD series entitled Because of Jesus. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book entitled Along the Way, Building a Legacy that Changes Lives. All these items for the special price of $28. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
There's a special thing coming up in just a few days. Well,
yes.
May the 16th.
That's right. That's real soon.
It's at 7 p.m. right here on the Rhema campus. We have our 51st graduating class of Rhema Bible College here on in the U.S. This is the U.S.
Yes.
campus. And there are many campuses that are having graduations all over
all
the world.
All over the world, yes.
All during the year because their
yes.
school years are
starts
different.
Starts differently.
Starts
times.
Differently, different
yeah.
times. But you're invited to come and to be a part of it. Or if you want to watch it, it's live streamed on Rhema.tv, Facebook, RBTC, USA,
yes.
YouTube, Rhema USA, Rumble,
all
Rhema USA.
All kinds of places.
So, you know.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Son of Righteousness. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.